Hello and welcome to Meiwei's Chinese Medicine Matters podcast, where we share traditional Chinese medicine news, research, and topics relevant to TCM practitioners and students. I'm Lauren Coffell, and in this special episode for Giving Tuesday, you will hear from multiple nonprofits about the amazing work they are doing and about the ways you can get involved and help support. The first nonprofit is Acupuncturists Without Borders, and you will hear from Executive Director Christine Cronin and Director of Programs and Community Clinics, Carla Kassler.
We provide trauma-informed care to people who have suffered from natural disasters, human conflict, social injustice, as well as environmental devastation. We know that the community itself knows what the community needs, and we provide training where and when we are invited to do so. Carla Kassler will now tell us how we go about doing this work.
Thanks, Christine. So when AWB was created 18 years ago, our focus was more on direct service. There was no other organization that was focusing solely on the provision of trauma-informed care to communities affected by disasters and other traumatic events. So we did a lot of direct service. Now we're 18 years into our organizational life, and we've trained about 7,000 practitioners around the world. And a lot of these practitioners have gone on to develop community-based projects, whether they're in the United States or internationally. So at this point, we really are expanding on our training component, and we're excited about that because it means we've grown a lot and we've taken a foothold in terms of acupuncture service as an important element of our entire profession. And one example of this would be, for example, we work in Mexico at the California-Mexico border in Tijuana, and we work with a group of incredible midwives who provide all the reproductive health care and birthing care for asylum seekers and migrating people at the border, most of whom come from either Central America or Haiti at this point. And in the beginning, we really came and provided direct service care. Practitioners, AWB-trained practitioners, came from San Diego, which is close by, and provided care. And we still do that. But now we have a whole training component that we've implemented for training the midwives to do this work directly. That will grow and grow. And eventually, they will be able to provide most of the acupuncture care and herbal medicine care that we're training them to provide. So that's an example of how we try to bring training to the forefront of our work in different communities. Those midwives know what their community needs best. They've invited us to be there and train them. And so we're happy to share our skill-building tools of trauma-informed care with a group like the midwives in Tijuana.
Thank you, Carla. What is our plan as an organization for the next 2 to 5 years? What we plan on doing is we are converting our in-person training to live synchronous training, meaning that we will be doing our training via Zoom, but there will be a date and a time and a place for people to show so that they are able to work with each other, but we will be doing it by Zoom, which we have learned is something that many people are looking for because it's simply a way for them to eliminate a lot of training costs from their budget. We are also looking to become Acupuncturists Without Borders Foundation so that we can provide the seed money to those souls who we have trained who want to do projects in their communities. And lastly, we want to continue being a thought and action leader to provide trauma-informed care training to acupuncturists and other healthcare providers. And where we would like to see this most is in our own acupuncture school curriculums. We feel this would be a benefit not just to our own field, but to healthcare in general.
For more information on Acupuncturists Without Borders and for contact information, check out the links in the episode description. The next organization is the Charlotte Maxwell Clinic, and you will hear from the medical director, Mary Lynn Morales.
Hi, my name is Mary Lynn Morales, and I'm the medical director of the Charlotte Maxwell Clinic. I want to thank you for having us on your podcast today. We're so grateful to be featured on the Giving Tuesday show this year. The Charlotte Maxwell Clinic, we are located in Oakland, sort of in the Pill Hill area, at 411 30th Street in Oakland. Our clinic was named actually for Charlotte Maxwell, a woman who had cancer, who really wanted to provide a way for other people to have access to the loving, supporting care that she was able to receive during her lifetime. And we've been finding ways to offer that care going on 33 years now. And we're very excited to be still here. Our audience is, we serve low-income women with cancer, and our aim is really to make our services available to women who really otherwise couldn't afford them. So we take a lot of factors into account for that, one of which is income, but we also look at other things that affect a person's ability to receive this kind of care. We offer what used to be called holistic or alternative medicine for our clients. Nowadays, the cool word is integrative care. And I like that word because the root word of integrate is integrare, which means to make whole or to make entire. And that's kind of what we're really trying to do, is help our clients with our acupuncture and herbal medicine, with the massage and energy work, Reiki, homeopathy, all those things that we offer, which are many things. You can go to our website and check it out if you want. They help the person integrate the treatments that Western medicine is prescribing for them, you know, the surgeries and maybe radiation and maybe chemotherapy, all those things. They take a big toll on the body. And what we're really trying to do is help the people who have to go through that both tolerate those sessions so that they can finish, so they can really be hopefully cancer-free, but also to help them recover their health, their vitality. We want them to be able to get back to healthier than they were, if possible, before they got cancer. Many of our clients come from all over the world. All of them are challenged, many of them struggling with food security or housing security, in addition to going through the trials of cancer and its treatment. So we're really trying to help our non-English speakers, our immigrants, and all of the women. You know, our clients really are the community. The Bay Area is a beautiful, diverse place, and so is our clinic. The cost of living in the Bay Area makes this kind of care really out of reach for so many people. And we know that women, we really chose to focus on women because women make a third less than men in this country. And we also know that women often hold the world together, hold the community together, either as the main breadwinner in a family. If they're sick, it affects the whole family, or the person at home that holds things together. You know, if the person at home isn't able to take care of the children or the special needs person or the elderly parents, if they're not able to cook because they're too sick, it affects the whole family. We also have women who are single women and sole proprietors who don't really have anyone to turn to for support. And that's where we come in. We're there to offer the support and the loving care and the hands and the extra groceries and everything else that we can to make this journey possible, to work towards recovery. So in many small clinics like ours, the pandemic closed us down. We were closed for 19 months for in-person sessions. We reopened in October of 2021. And when we reopened, we had two staff members and one volunteer. But since then, since October of 2021, only 2 short years, we've offered over 3,000 individual one-on-one sessions for 250 women. That is a miracle. And that miracle is possible because of the support of Mayway and the community itself, who comes forward to both to volunteer as practitioners and to help run the clinic, but also your financial contributions. We're a 501c3 clinic, and we rely on the financial support of our community, those who can, to help support those who are struggling. So if you would like to get in touch with us or support or make a donation, here's what you can do. If you're a do-it-now kind of person like me, get out your phone and text CMC Cares to this phone number. CMC is CMC C-A-R-E-S, and it's all capitals, no space. I did it wrong and it didn't work, so it has to be all caps, no spaces, to this number. 510-694-0477. That's our special text donation line, and I'll say it again, 510-694-0477. I feel like the KPFA radio show right now, but this is how you can make a donation right now. If you want to learn more about us, I welcome you to check out our website, which is, you might guess, it's www.charlottemaxwell.org. So I'll spell Charlotte Maxwell for you too, because it's a lot of letters. It's www.charlottemaxwell.org. charlottemaxwell.org. There's a link to send us an email if you want to get in touch with us there. We don't have any walk-ins in our clinic. You have to make an appointment. If you think you'd like to be a client and you'd like to learn more about us, you can call. Someone from the staff will call you right back and talk to you about what we offer and how we might be able to help you. If you want to make a donation, please feel free. We love to have community support. And thank you again so much for having us on your show.
You can reach the clinic directly by calling 510-601-7660. That was 510-601-7660. All contact information can also be found linked in the episode description. The next organization is Universal Holistic Healthcare, and you will be hearing from the founder, Efwa Bromley.
Hi, my name is Efwa Bromley. I'm a doctor of Chinese medicine and the founder and executive director of Universal Holistic Healthcare, or UHH. UHH is a 501c3 Missouri nonprofit founded in 2008 that works to promote integrative healthcare services to underserved and under-resourced communities, both domestically in the United States and globally. UHH has three primary objectives. One, to improve the quality of life through health for all people, particularly those who are in underserved, under-resourced, or economically disadvantaged areas, through both service and healthcare education. Two, to provide affordable, holistic, high-quality, integrative healthcare, including, but not limited to, acupuncture, herbology, bodywork, nutritional counseling, detoxification for substance abuse, and any other indigenous methods of healing. And three, to promote an international network of holistic health practitioners with a similar vision to create societies in which all people, regardless of ethnicity, economic status, geographic location, or religious affiliation, have access to quality, affordable health care. Since 2008, UHH has had numerous projects in St. Louis, Missouri, some of which include an integrative HIV/AIDS clinic, low-cost acupuncture services through collaborations with health clinics for underinsured and uninsured, community health education workshops, and STI education prevention. In 2023, UHH held health and chronic disease prevention workshops as part of the African Arts Festival and Operation Change St. Louis, and participated in community health podcasts in both St. Louis and Miami. UHH also served as a mentor and fiscal sponsor for three small nonprofits whose missions are aligned with ours in eradicating health disparities. the Black Acupuncturists Association, Black Healers Collective of St. Louis, and the Okoko Doula Project. In Kukrantumi, Ghana, West Africa, UHH continued to work towards the construction of Sankofa Integrative Medicine Clinic and Community Healthcare Worker Training Center, along with numerous pop-ups. Though construction is temporarily on hold, the training center will help educate a cadre of community health workers holistically trained in health promotion and disease prevention, with priorities around HIV and the treatment of uncomplicated and non-severe illnesses, including malaria, diarrhea, mild pain management techniques, and malnutrition, particularly maternal and child nutrition, in the community. In January 2023, UHH began our collaboration with Books for Africa Library Project with a community health prevention workshop at BFA's annual librarian in-service. These rural libraries will now serve as a healthcare-based information hub around diabetes, hypertension, and glaucoma, the top three ailments during UHH's pop-up clinics. UHH is preparing for a cervical cancer screening, prevention education, and medical personnel training in 2024 at three sites in Ghana. UHH is partnering with Project Give Hope to train physicians, nurses, and nurse midwives, and other qualified health professionals to utilize thermocoagulators to treat women at high risk for cervical cancer, provide post-treatment care and education for medical and traditional herbalists as well. This project will provide 10 thermocoagulators for shared medical use at three different urban and rural facilities in Ghana. Cervical cancer is a leading cause of death from cancer in Ghanaian women. We hope to train at least 90 to 120 medical practitioners and reach at least 500 people with our health prevention workshops. Our reach will exponentially grow through the involvement of community health workers. If you are interested in learning more and finding out about how you can support us, please go to our website at www.universalholistichealth.org. That's Universal Holistic, H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C, health.org to sign up for our quarterly newsletter. Thank you for your support.
To learn more about Universal Holistic Healthcare, check out their website, which is linked in the episode description. And finally, you will hear from Diana Freed, the founder of Acupuncturists Without Borders, and she will be discussing the program The Way of Healing.
It is unconscionable that in this country we have a prevalence of mental health disorders among young adults that has reached epidemic, alarming levels, particularly anxiety and depression. Dr. Vivek Murthy, the Surgeon General, has highlighted the epidemic of loneliness and emphasized the significance of fostering social connections and building communities to enhance overall health and well-being. To combat this crisis, myself, Diana Freed, I'm the founder of Acupuncturists Without Borders, along with other organizations with whom I am partnering, including Yosan University, the Phoenix Institute of Herbal Medicine and Acupuncture, and Circle Ways, which is a council-based organization. We are partnering with the hope that many more schools and organizations will join us to help combat this tremendous crisis. We have created a unique approach that is all about building community and building relationships. We will utilize the power of group acupuncture, which helps to regulate the nervous system, allows people to deeply relax and find themselves again, find that person that they were once that perhaps they haven't experienced for a long time. And so we will do the acupuncture as it is done in silence, and then we will engage in this amazing group storytelling conversation type of method called the Way of Counsel. That is a powerful way of fostering deep understanding, respectful communication, It gives people a sense of belonging. It enables participants to bridge divides and to really see each other through, to see themselves through the eyes of the other in this kind of communication, which is very different than normal conversation. You hear the stories of others and you hear them as your own. And it provides a tremendous experience of bringing people together in empathetic and compassionate ways that perhaps they haven't experienced before. So we will be leading trainings in this process so that young adults can learn the process, so that acupuncturists and doctors of oriental medicine can learn this process and bring it into their treatment settings. And it will expand to community centers, places where young adults gather in a way that we think will not only support the healing of so many young adults, but will also really help promote the profession of acupuncture, as this is a very unique way, and we will be reaching out into communities that perhaps haven't been touched before in this way. We're really excited about this project, and we hope that you will consider joining us. This is a national program, and you can reach myself, Diana Fried, at diana.fried, F-R-I-E-D, at gmail.com, diana.fried, at gmail.com. And the website is yourlifemedicine.net. We hope you will consider joining us. We will be doing trainings across the country, and we are very open and welcoming to anyone who might be interested in bringing a training to your location. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into this special episode for Giving Tuesday. And a huge thank you to these organizations for the impactful work they provide communities worldwide. If you would like to learn more about the nonprofits mentioned in this episode, check out the episode description, which includes links and more information. And please subscribe to the show. It's a great way to show your support and to hear when our next episode comes out. In our upcoming episode, we will be discussing anxiety and the unsettled Shen. Until then, take good care of yourself and your patients. Chinese medicine matters, and so do you. Hi everyone, Lauren here again, wishing you a happy and healthy May. As many of you know, Chinese Medicine Matters is the podcast of Meiwei Herbs, a TCM online store and dispensary where practitioners can ship directly to their patients. This month on Chinese Medicine Matters, we're focusing on women's health. We'll explore a wide array of topics related to women's health at different stages of life. So stay tuned for informative episodes you won't want to miss. And we're excited to offer a special discount on our Women's Health Formulas category the entire month of May. Practitioners use code WOMEN24 at checkout on meiwei.com to receive a 15% discount. And remember to sign up for the Meiwei Herbs newsletter for exclusive content and ongoing promotions. The episode description includes a link to sign up. And thanks again for tuning in and supporting Real Chinese Medicine.